Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 2, starting at verse 11. And if you want to read this and follow it in the church Bibles, you can find it on page 1169. When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it, then, that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we, too, have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified. If, while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live in by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Has everyone got a sticker, or at least one sticker, of one colour or another? Yes? And if you haven't, can you remember what I gave you, even if it's fallen off? Yes? So, anyone with a green sticker, could you stand up, please? Oh. Could I ask all those who would like to, with a green sticker, would you come down to me at the front, please? If you feel confident. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you do anything, so that's fine. Anyone with greens who want to come and sit down here, they can come with mums or dads or whatever. Right, James, you can sit down now. Thank you. Oh, right. Can all those with a pink sticker please stand up? Have a look around. Now, if it was a bit slightly better layout, I would actually ask you to all move. But I'm not going to do that. It might take too long. So, have a look around. There's someone standing at the back who's got a pink sticker. I don't think it's a purple sticker, sir. Have you got a larger sticker, Richard? Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. That understands. Right. Please sit down. Can those with a purpley sticker, can they stand up? Okay, very good. Have a look around who's got a purpley sticker. If you've got a large sticker, those sit down, please. Those who've got a large sticker, ready or a purpley colour, can they stand up? Toby, I think you've got one of those. Ah, right. Now, okay, please sit down. I've given you the stickers. You've identified who's in that group with you. Does that cause you to be together or to be apart? And that's what I want you to think about. Okay? So if we've got all the greens together, does that mean you all agree with each other? No. All the pink stickers, do you all agree? Right. Okay. So just think about that as we go on. Actually, I'm lucky. I've got all the stickers. Right. Ooh, someone's got many stickers.
I've got 21.
Right. So, can you remember the reading this morning? And it might be useful for you to actually have the Bible open at chapter 2 of Galatians, verses 11 to 21. Now, there are only 10 verses. So I'm just waiting for you to be able to find them. And we hear that Paul is confronting Peter about his apparent hypocrisy. That is, feeling and doing, or feeling that he's doing things better than the people around him, and also saying one thing and doing something else. That's hypocrisy. So, children, are you being quiet and well behaved?
Yes,
are you saying that and actually doing something else?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's hypocrisy. Thank you, James. Excellent demonstration. So, Peter was carrying one thing out about the gospel message of Jesus, but doing something completely different. Much like me trying to divide our groups of people here this morning into different groups with stickers. I could have done it by age, I could have done it by colour, I could have done it by height, I could have done it by breadth, pardon me, but we could divide each other into many different groups for many different reasons. But Jesus came from God to bring his message to everyone, regardless of any of these things. Whichever sticker you wear, it doesn't matter to Jesus. In God's eyes, we are all the same. We are sinners. We have all fallen short of the mark. But because of his love for us, in fact, we are all exactly the same. Those who believe have faith in what God says through his Son. We are therefore, through that faith only, saved. We are justified. That's the complicated word for it, James. So are you justified?
I don't know.
You don't know? You haven't made up your mind yet?
No.
No, good. Okay. So, we are made right with God through that faith. 2 weeks ago, we saw Toby standing on his head, I think. Yes, to show how God's word could actually be turned on its head if we took it the wrong way. But in that exercise, there was something else going on. Toby also had the support of four people when he stood on his head to prove that he could do it, but also to prevent him from hurting himself. He trusted, he had faith in those people around him that we would support him and bring him safely through that exercise. So, in our reading today, there's two things to emphasize. The faith and also justification, or being justified. As we go back to verses 11 to 14, we see that Paul confronts Peter about the fact that he had said one thing about following the Jewish law, but apparently did the opposite. He no longer ate meals with the Gentiles, but only with Jewish Christians. So by that act, he demonstrates saying one thing, but doing something else. And that we can fall into that trap ourselves at any time. Paul challenges him. How does he challenge him, children? Connor, can you have a look at it? You read the verses. How did it work out? What did Paul actually do? Did he go to everybody before they came into the meeting and talk to them about Peter? Or did he do something else? He spoke to Peter right in front of everyone. He challenges him to his face and not behind his back. That he brings what could be sin into the open. And in verse 14, says to Peter, since you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile, how is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? And then in verse 15, we are who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too, if that is true, have to put faith in Jesus Christ. that so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. So it doesn't matter if we try to work our way to heaven, children, so we can do it. Is it right to do good things or bad things, do you think? Good things or bad things? Good's always good. But the thing is that if we do that things because of our belief in Christ, that is good. But if we do it just because we want to big ourselves up, that is not what it is about. So think what Paul is saying. By making rules and regulations overrule God's love, we cancel out actually what Christ did on the cross. Jesus dying in that awful pain and suffering was for nothing if we think we can do it by our own actions and our own love. Paul says that we deny God's love or his grace in sending Jesus to save us from our sin. The cross was necessary because no amount of rules actually can save ourselves. But when we are justified, that is, that we are made right in God's sight by Jesus. So if you can understand it, James, can you help me? Because I need some help.
Okay, fine.
Can you stand up?
Yeah,
your little squat can help, whatever that is. All right. Can you stand behind me, right behind this chair? Can you come right close? Okay. Can you see James? Can you see him still? Hide behind me, James. Can you see James now?
Yes. I can see his legs.
Right. Well, I could have bought a cloth, but I thought, no, we're not going to do that to promote anybody. But the idea is that if James could shrink himself down and hide right behind me, and you didn't know that he'd moved, then actually that's what Jesus does for us. That Jesus actually covers us with his love and grace so that we are seen like Jesus, but not like our sinful selves. Okay, we do need to treat trying to do better. That is something that God wants us to do. But our faith in him shelters us from God's real wrath. Peter was tempted by men's uncertainty to go back to the old familiar ways, much like we do. Faith and God's grace will produce good works as we accept God's Holy Spirit to be our protector and our guide. So finally, we shall look at verses 19 to 21. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So finally, as we become Christians, as we accept God as our friend and accept that name, repenting our sin, Jesus will actually come and reside in us. And the Lord of God actually resides within us. We don't need to look at the rule books because the God's Holy Spirit will lead us in the right direction. So as we relate to God through Bible reading, through prayer, to being with fellow Christians, we will actually produce more living, loving and good deeds in his name. We don't need to prove to God that we love him. He knows that by the people we are and the things that we do. Finally, in verse 21, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So, you've got a coloured badge. I want you to get rid of that coloured badge. You can keep it on your notice sheet as a reminder, but what I don't want you to do is to claim it and wear it as though it's a badge of honour. I've got all the badges on. It makes no difference to God that I wear all the badges. What does matter is in what's in my heart and in my mind. So make sure, if anything, that in your heart and mind you have a badge of every colour, that you regard the person next to you as your friend, your neighbour, and someone that you love in every way, shape or form, regardless whether they be man, woman, young, old, colour of skin, height, whatever. God requires us to love each other. And let's all work together to this aim as we agree in the gospel. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Paul and his example of how to confront sin and wrongdoing. Help us, Lord, to face up to the things that we do wrong and to help others face them also. But not by talking behind backs, but actually bringing things to light in your love and grace. And we pray all these things through Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.